You're just in time
for the Geek Girl Riot.
Geek Girl Riot.
Hey guys, it's Kat
and
Cub
coming to you from after XPX. We're going over all the stuff that we are looking forward to reading and have bought. Okay, Cub, tell me how your first XPX went.
It was amazing. I got this really cute fox drawing from this girl named Becky. You should check her out. She sells stuff on the internet. She's a very good drawer, really, really good.
I see some really amazing stickers of some ladies of different shapes and sizes, and also these t-shirts
that we love and care for. The one, if it's pink, it's an elephant. It's a cute, nice elephant holding a spiky chain ball about to kill someone.
Oh, no. How about the bunny? What's the bunny holding?
There's a sweet, innocent bunny lying in the woods while she is holding a gun trying to kill someone.
Okay. Cute homicidal animals. And anyone else that's less crazy, how about these pictures of animals too? What is the name? Curly Cutes.
And this is a travel size coloring book that I really, really like. And also we have Jonesy the comic strip, and it's signed by the author Caitlin Rose Boyle.
Well, she is the illustrator, but Jonesy is by Humphreys, Boyle, and Quinn, and it's a really amazing book about...
It's about Jonesy, about her secret love powers.
Okay.
Gross.
Her secret love powers and how she should be using them responsibly, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how she got it.
Yeah. Maybe we'll find out in later issues. And I see here you have another comic, Finding...
Molly.
An Adventure in Cat Sitting by Justine Prado and Jen St. Ong. And it's by Emmett Comics. I like that, Cat Sitting. We have cats. I see Lumberjanes here too.
Signed by the author.
Okay. Can you tell us about Lumberjanes? What Lumberjanes is about?
It's about these girls at camp, and they go on so many cool adventures in camp. And I talked to the author about it, and if you want to know how she came up with the idea, she was in Girl Scouts, and she was thinking about it.
Yeah, and the other lady, she was a camp counselor as well, and it's about their adventures, bringing together all this group of girls, right? While they're in camp, their adventures. I see you. What are you playing with on your face? Is that a tattoo or a sticker?
A sticker.
A sticker? Yeah, there were lots of stickers to get. Okay, so that was from your pile. What I have here, I have Half Moon Heroes by Jade F. Lee. She also did Dumpling Heart. Half Moon Hero is the story of a pampered young girl who abandons a life of wealth and comfort for the excitement of the martial world.
And also, we have a comfort food sign from Captain Bittner's pile.
Yeah, from my pile, and it's by Lauren Jordan. She curated, compiled, and edited all these different food-positive recipe comics and illustrations by different artists. I'm looking forward to reading them and possibly testing out the recipes.
So we have a book called The Creators, and it's signed. And also, we have this magical fire problem book.
Yeah, so...
really cool. I think mom's gonna really like it. It looks super cool.
I think that we can read the magical girl problems and how they solve them, the magical girl solutions. That would be like a good to read together. And there was an American Magical Girls panel that came. This book is by Veronica Agarwal, and they go over different situations and how to solve them positively. But I do want to go back to The Creators. It's by Michael Asprako. In the near future, several young people across the globe develop the ability to literally bring their imaginations to life through their drawings. And this place called the Bureau of Creative Enforcement, they're getting hunted down by them. And what happens to these people while they're still trying to figure out their powers? It looks really interesting. Brielle?
Is there any other things that we're looking forward to that you liked about XPX?
It was really fun. It's really energetic. I really like it.
We've been to other conventions before, but this was definitely more, would you like to say that it's more your style of the convention? That you saw a lot of different artists that you wouldn't normally see in...
like regular conventions.
Yeah, like in Baltimore or even in San Diego or New York. It's definitely more for independent comics and people with other points of view. So that's how we think of XPX. We'll be hopefully giving you interviews with authors that we've talked to at XPX.
Including Caitlin Rose Boyle and the author of Lumberjanes.
We'll see, and we'll talk to you later, Geek Girls.
Bye.
Bye.